Hi, we're here today with Jason's Connection to interview Wendy Crawford. Wendy Crawford, a professional model who sustained a spinal cord injury in 1984 resulting in quadriplegia, spent years of frustration not being able to find answers to what seemed to be simple questions regarding everyday women's issues for individuals in wheelchairs. She decided to take action by creating a website to address these topics. In 2002, her vision became a reality. MobileWomen.org was launched and has had loyal readers and interactive participants ever since. MobileWomen.org is a unique online magazine where women in wheelchairs can find answers to questions about health, sexuality, parenting, fashion, and other topics that are not typically addressed in women's mainstream media. The mission of MobileWomen.org is to bring together current and accurate information on issues of interest to the disability community and to enable people to share and learn from one another. Now I'll turn it over to Jason Harris, the founder of Jason's Connection, to talk to Wendy Crawford. Thank you.
Thank you. How did you get started as a model?
Hi, Jason. How did I get started? Well, that was before my accident. I was 18, and actually my hairdresser asked me to model, and then you know, a couple of people suggested it, and I went and talked to some managers, and they offered to wrap me right away, which was a shock to me because I was a tomboy, and I didn't ever think that I could ever do something like that. So it was pretty cool.
You were disabled at 19 as a result of being hit by a drunk driver. Tell us about your journey with disability and activism.
At the age of 19, I was hit. Finally got to model for about 6 months, and I kind of got thrown into it in a way right away because I was hit by a driver that had been drinking, and I was asked by the Attorney General's office. I lived in Canada, so the Attorney General's office of Ontario, to speak to high schools and community groups and jails about the perils of drinking and driving. And so that was really a lifesaver for me because it got me out, you know, out of the house and got me active in the community, and that was really good for me. And then as I was going through everything, you know, I became a woman with a disability at the same, and dealing with my disability at the same time. So I started looking for answers about parenting, pregnancy, birth control, those kind of things, and I couldn't find anything, and I realized, well, I probably wasn't the only one, and so I started to research things and decided to create MobileWomen.org.
Mm-hmm. And so I think you touched on it a little bit, but what were some of the biggest challenges personally for you as somebody who is a mobile woman?
There was just such a lack of information. You know, partly I have a spinal cord injury, and 80% of spinal cord injuries are men. So there just wasn't a lot of information out there because I guess there wasn't, you know, as big of a need as it was for men. So, you know, it just was difficult to get anything. And then even like my family doctor wasn't really familiar with spinal cord, and you know, I asked him at 21 about birth control, and he told me that I should just get a hysterectomy. Like, why would I want to have children? And so there was a lot of ignorance. It was 30 years ago, so there was a lot of ignorance back then, and in some cases still is, but I think it's gradually getting better.
Yeah, actually, there's still laws in 36 states that allow authorities to take custody of children of parents of people and women with who have disabilities. Can you talk a little bit about this? And I know there's recently been one where the woman has been granted custody back.
Yeah, I didn't even know that statistic, but I'm not surprised. I know in my own personal life, I wanted to have children, and it just didn't work out that way. And I remember when I was planning my finances, and I was talking to an advisor, I said I wanted to put finances away for when I was in my 30s, so if I had kids, I could afford a nanny. And he looked at me and he said, I really think you need to take that money and put it towards a psychologist. Why would someone like you want to have children? And I was just appalled at that. And and I see that kind of stuff over and over again. And I did think about adoption and ran into some obstacles myself as well. So it is definitely a reality. I think the more we get into the media, the more people understand disability and feel comfortable with it and around it, the more voice we have. And so that's why I've worked on Mobile Woman, and I also recently was working on a project, Raw Beauty NYC, and that was a photography exhibit of 20 women with disabilities featured in the exhibit, and to just, you know, celebrate women with disabilities and also bring them to the forefront. And fortunately, we did get a lot of press in the mainstream, so I feel like people are becoming more receptive, and we just have to keep trying.
So, I mean, with that, what do you feel is some of the biggest accomplishments you've been able to accomplish through Mobile Women and Raw Beauty and other projects you've done?
Well, I think getting into the mainstream media was a huge accomplishment because I felt like they finally recognized women with disabilities, and that was, you know, because when I first was injured, I had this notion that if I could just get back to modeling, get back to my regular life, everything would be okay. And I tried, but I wasn't given any work. You know, I didn't look like the other woman in the magazines anymore because I was in a wheelchair. So, and I've seen people struggle with that over the years. So now here we are 30 years later. So that was a big accomplishment. Like one of them, we got into Oprah Magazine and Elle.com and Today.com, the Today Show website. So that was a huge one. But mostly just knowing that women are being empowered and learning from one another. And because when you learn to accept yourself and you reach out to others. For me, when I started reaching out to other women with disabilities, and I saw disability in a different light, because, you know, at first I didn't want to be a disabled person. And when I started seeing people, and especially women, and how much they accomplish and what amazing, incredible people they are, it motivated me. And I think that's been very rewarding to have the website and these projects where women can unite with one another and learn from one another and empower one another. And, you know, then they realize that there's so many things, there's so many possibilities. When you stay isolated, then it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, that's one of the amazing things your website does. You cover a diverse range of topics and with a diverse range of people on your website. What are some of your favorite topics and sort of people that you've had on your website?
I really love featuring women. Lately, we've been getting a lot of women from all over the world contacting us. So that's really cool to, you know, imagine what their lives are like. Many of them are so different, and to feature them has been really, really interesting. And most, like 99% of the articles are written by women with disabilities, so they understand. We actually have an article coming up next week where it's actually written by a man for the first time in, I think, ever. I think we had one other article, but it's great to see them learning from each other.
I mean, can you talk about, I saw the video of you do with about gardening. Whatever topics do you usually cover on your website?
Everything from parenting, pregnancy, relationships, sexuality, business, and then things like travel and other interests. Like, we have like a pool of writers. Everyone volunteers their time. And often they just bring ideas to us and say, you know, I just went dog sledding in Alaska. Can I write a story about it? The one thing we do try to do, though, is always keep a woman's slant to our articles as opposed to, you know, because there's so many other disabled publications out there, we don't, you know, to differentiate us, we always have it from a woman's perspective or, you know, something that has to do with women. Whether it, even if it's employment, it's about a woman in a job or whatever, you know. And we cover fashion and beauty too.
I mean, you've talked about this. It's getting articles from all over. Have the experiences, I mean, I'm sure you've been abroad too, is it different of accessibility in the United States compared to other parts of the world? Is it looked differently? Like, how is it compared to here versus other places in the world with how disabilities looked at?
We really are so blessed in this country, you know, and I'm from Canada and there as well, because, you know, I catch myself sometimes, you know, complain if there isn't a perfect curb cut or whatever, but we're so blessed compared to so many other countries. And, you know, I have been to Europe, and I love going to Europe, but it's a task. You have to have at least a couple strong people with you, because it's so difficult. And, you know, I receive these stories of women, and, you know, that are in other countries that can't live at home and are even shunned by society in a way, and or they're just stuck at home. They're just stuck somewhere and they can't get anywhere. So we are so blessed to be able to have transportation and you know, options where a lot of people don't have options. And that's where I'm honored to be able to provide a voice for those women. And I don't know how it'll ever change, and it's a slow process, but it's I think we're very fortunate here, even though at times it can be frustrating when something isn't the way we need it.
And do you ever mean whatever groups of women have you worked with, whether it's people who are not necessarily related to disability or people who are related to other disabilities, whether it's developmental or other physical injuries? And I mean, do you think there's a lot that they can learn from your website and vice versa?
I do think, you know, we kind of focus our website on more mobility issues, because it is a huge difference in many respects, say, to someone, you know, who's blind or hearing impaired. But there is some common denominators that I think are important that we all go through, especially from an emotional perspective. So I think in that way you can benefit. And I think that we can all learn inspiration from one another. I know that's a kind of a bad word in the disabled community, because everyone's sick of the inspiration. But I myself am inspired every day by other people and their accomplishments and what they're able to do. I mean, I would be inspired by an able-bodied person that could do some of the things that disabled people do, but knowing the challenges they face on top of it, I think it's incredible. So,
well, I think that brings up a good point with the word inspiration. I'm sorry if I cut you off. I think that you bring up the inspiration that you're sort of bringing is not inspiration of, oh, it's amazing that you can even do this. It's look at all you're doing. I think in some ways we see inspiration and we want to be inspired for who we are, not just, you're in a wheelchair, you're so inspiring that you're living, but look at all you're doing this and this and this. That's really inspiring. I think especially your website brings that a lot of that out of people.
Yeah, and you know, I've gone through that myself, like, oh, you're at the grocery store today, isn't that inspirational? And you're just living your life. But if you really think about it, like, I have girlfriends that have accomplished so much, and disability or not, they're amazing, and they inspire me every day and motivate me, and that's kind of how I was able to move forward in my disability, because for a while I was stuck, and I guess I didn't like myself, you know, if I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't like being disabled, and I didn't want to be, you know, one of those people with disability. And gradually, like I said, I learned so much from these amazing women, and it motivated me that, you know, I can have a life, I can accomplish things, and I think we need that. We need each other to learn that. You can't just, you know, it's hard to figure that out on your own.
Mm-hmm. What are your future goals for mobilewomen.org and raw beauty, and I mean any, and just the state of mobile women in society in the United States and other places?
Well, to start with mobile women, I mean, we keep growing. The more viewers and readers we get, the better. The more we can help each other, the better. With raw beauty, we're actually from the Oprah magazine, a film director contacted us and is creating a documentary about the project, and that's so exciting to us because that will give us a tool to share our message even more. And the mission of the Raw Beauty Project is that we want to celebrate the lives of women with disabilities and redefine beauty and unleash potential for all women, because so many women have, you know, bad body images of themselves. Their self-image, their self-acceptance, their self-esteem. Because we look at these images in fashion magazines or on billboards and on television, and none of us look like that. And the truth is, a lot of the models don't, because they're photoshopped or whatever. And these the models represent such a small fraction of the population and not everyday real people. And, you know, it's very difficult not to compare yourself and look at these women and say, oh, I wish I looked like that, and not feel good about yourself. And when you're in that state, you're not loving yourself, and then you can't move forward. And so we want to redefine beauty. We want to change that unrealistic standard and empower people, because once you feel good about yourself, then your possibilities are limitless. So where we can share that movement among all women, not just women with disabilities, and men for that matter, although I don't know if men go through it as much as women do. I think we're harder on ourselves, but I'm not sure because I'm not a man. But the more we can empower all women, then I think the world would be a better place.
Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
I guess I just want everyone to kind of join that movement of embracing themselves, embracing their beauty within and on the outside, and realize your strengths and assets, and then you can live your dreams. Once you are comfortable in your own skin, then the possibilities, like I said, are endless. So I guess I just hope everyone can get that message and really think about that and think about what they're stopped on and move forward. And, you know, I think that we can accomplish so many great things in the world.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out today. I would recommend everybody go to mobilewomen.org and visit your website. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We have a Facebook page. It's a closed group, but you can just ask for membership, and that's a really great place to share as well. And then the Raw Beauty website is rawbeautynyc.com. So thank you so much.